Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Happy New Year to all you new listeners that have tuned in on tonight. I did not say this on last Saturday night, but I do want to say Happy New Year to all the faithful listeners that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry and platform, and again to all the new listeners on tonight. We come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, not tonight, because God is doing great and marvelous things through this worldwide ministry and platform, and it is growing, and it is marvelous in our eyes, and we give God the glory, honor, and praise for it. So for those of you that faithfully tunes in, you already know what I'm about to say. And for the new listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with our minister, Tawan Eppinger. He's going to be bringing God's word on tonight. He will be coming forth every first Thursday night, delivering God's word. This is a powerful young man of God that he's using to deliver his word. Minister Tawan Eppinger is a member of the Morning Star Missionary Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Timmon Jr. is the pastor, and I am the full-time musician there. So I thank God for Minister Tawan Eppinger, for him being used by God. So he's going to share with us another word from the Lord on tonight. So you're definitely going to need your Bibles, you need your pen and paper to take notes. Because as I always say, we don't want anyone to take it lightly or for granted, or to think ever once in your mind. Don't ever think that we're making up things. That's why we want you to read it for yourself. Well, thus said the Lord. The word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. We always open up with prayer, because we know we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Please pray with me at this time. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know without a doubt that you are truly worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth in your hands. And you don't slumber, you don't sleep. You cannot fail, you cannot lie nor change. So we are grateful on tonight that you have allowed us to wake up and see this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us in spite of ourselves, in the name of Jesus. We pray now, Heavenly Father, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Minister Eppinger and his entire family, and all those, Heavenly Father, that are truly saved in your Son Jesus' name. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful on tonight and so thankful for your Son Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, that it's through him that we can be saved, and it's through him that we can be redeemed and forgiven of all of our sins and our transgressions, so we can move forward and complete our God-filled assignment in the earth for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that have breathed on tonight. We ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. I continue to lift up my friend, our family friend, Dwayne, whose daughter was shot and killed on New Year's night. She was shot 3 times, and then her brother was shot 2x. He's still in urgent care at the hospital. So we lift up Brother Dwayne and his entire family, that you will comfort and strengthen him and his entire family. And not only that family, but those that were shot and killed during the protest on Capitol Hill on yesterday. We lift up all of those families that have lost loved ones, Heavenly Father, and all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen them, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your presence, even in the hour of bereavement. Let them know and remember that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray now, Heavenly Father, that you will move by your Spirit through your man of God on tonight, Minister Tuan Eppinger, that as your word goes forth on tonight, should there be any listener that's not saved in Jesus' name, is our prayer, our hope and desire, that something will be said through him, through your word, through your Holy Spirit, that will touch their hearts and their minds. They will be able to open their own mouth on tonight and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, that you will get the glory, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us. Have your way in us that you will be glorified. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide ministry and platform, and even those that have new listeners on tonight. Continue to bless each one of them and grant them and give them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray now, Lord, that you would have your way on tonight, that you will be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we always have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, don't be surprised when people, even family, turn on you. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Don't be surprised when people, even family, turn on you. That's why I love what the Word of God says. We can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. So even though family members, sometimes people in the body of Christ, sometimes they will turn on you just like they did Jesus. So we have to stay focused. We have to stay in the Word of God. We have to hold on to our faith, continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands, that even when people and sometimes our family members turn on us, know that God said he would never forsake us. He would never leave us. What a faithful promise from our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. We are getting ready to go to our music break. And following the news break, we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Minister Tuan Eppinger. Once again, he is a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Timmons Jr. is the pastor. Once again, we are praying for those that have lost loved ones due to the violence and the chaos that we saw on television all over the world, saw what happened at Capitol Hill on yesterday. So we are praying for those that have lost loved ones due to the coronavirus all over the land. I see that 4 people lost their lives due to the chaos on Capitol Hill on yesterday. 4 people lost their lives. We're even praying for the officers that was wounded and hurt during this chaos at Capitol Hill on yesterday. But we thank God that through it all, that God is still in control. No matter what man may think, some men think that they are in control and they have all power. But we stand on God's word that God has and hold all power in heaven and earth in his hands. And he don't slumber and he don't sleep. And we thank God that he is a faithful God. He's still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people, even on tonight. So we're going to get ready to go to our music break for tonight. And I'm going to be playing for us on tonight. And again, I said us because I need this as well. Pray for me, because the word of God lets us know that the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. And we are in need of much prayer for such a time as this. So please enjoy the music break. And following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Minister Tawan Eppinger. And I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. Enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
Song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. know what Jesus said to Simon? What he said to Simon, he said, I prayed for you. Look at somebody and say, aren't you glad that Jesus prayed for you?
I'm so glad.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Minister Eppinger, can you hear me?
Yes,
Minister
sir.
Eppinger, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I just want to apologize to the listeners on tonight because I was trying to cut that song off, but for some reason they kept playing it longer than I thought it was going to go. So I thank God that Minister Eppinger is on the line. Before you bring forth the word on minutes tonight, Minister Eppinger, I would like for the listeners to, if you have your pens and paper, to take down this announcement that every first Thursday night, if I didn't already say it, Minister Eppinger will be bringing forth God's word every first Thursday night at 8 o'clock p.m. I have a special guest coming on the 23rd of this month, which is a Saturday. This young lady is an author of a book. It's called Conviction to Correction Behind the Walls. She spent some time in prison. And she has written a book that's going to be a blessing to every listener on this line that faithfully tunes in. So I want you to make a note that on the 23rd, I have a young author from Alabama will be sharing her testimony and information out of her book. It's titled, once again, Conviction to Correction Behind the Walls. And on next Saturday, I have a young college student from Mary Grove College who will be on the air sharing a testimony, and I have some questions that he's going to be answering, and he's going to be adding scriptures to those questions on next Saturday, this coming Saturday night on the 9th. Brother Kamari McHenry, he's a student at the Mary Grove College. This young man is an awesome young man of God, and God is really using him. So I want you all to have young people that's in high school or in college, and it's for anyone that tunes in. I want you to tune in this coming Saturday night and hear what God is going to say through this awesome young man of God. And then don't forget, on the 23rd, which is Saturday, you want to tune in and be blessed by this awesome young woman of God. She was confined in prison. I'm not going to go into her reasons, but she will share that testimony when she comes on the air. But you mark your calendars for the 23rd. Keisha Stevenson from Alabama will be my guest on the 23rd. So right now, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with Minister Tawan Eppinger as he get ready to come forth and deliver God's word. Minister Eppinger, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me good, Brother Brown?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great, 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 great. Amen. God is good. I want to give thanks to Brother Brown for allowing me to get on Blog Talk Radio with him again and bring a message from the Lord.
Amen.
I want to thank God, most importantly, for putting his word inside of me so that I may be able to preach his word. Father, I decrease that you may increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus. None of me, but all of you, Father. Let your word, Lord God, come forth like a two-edged sword, cutting asunder soul and spirit, bone and marrow, Father. Let it be a discerner of the heart, O God. Strengthen everyone, Father. Speak a word of change, deliverance, and help us to manifest yourself in us and through us, Father, each and every day of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
The title for this sermon is God is ready to turn it around for you. God is ready to turn it around for you. I don't know who's ready to have God turn it around, but I know I am. Who's ready to allow God to shift them into the next dimension in him or take them to the next level into him. But he's ready to turn you around from whatever's been trying to hold you back and hold you down. God is ready to turn it around for you. The scripture comes, this sermon comes from Mark, the 5th chapter, the 25th through the 34th verse, I'm sorry. I'm not going to read a lot of it, but I'm going to read a little bit of it. That's Mark 5, 25 through 34. The scripture reads, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood, 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. And she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about to the press and said, who touched my clothes? May God have a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. God is ready to turn it around for you. God sent me here to tell someone today that your time for momentary suffering and suffering with the things of your past is over. He's ready to do a new thing in you. He said if his children would hearken to his voice and take heed to his word, God said he's ready to remove sin and iniquity out of your DNA. Why? Because he doesn't want what we've been going through to go any further. Generational curses must stop. He's ready to reveal himself to us and remove all the weights and baggage that we have kept, that has kept us in bondage all these years. I don't know who needs to hear this, but God is ready to do a new thing. And I don't know who may be bound or dealing with weights, but I can tell you this, that if you trust and believe in God, he has the ability to free us from whatever is trying to hold us in bondage. I hear you, Lord. If we take a look at Paul and Silas, who were on the road traveling, came across a soothsayer, they call it, who liked to tell people's fortune. The woman kept bothering Paul and Silas until they rebuked the spirit that she was operating in. And by her making so much money for the people in the town, they noticed something different in her. They noticed that she had been changed. Make a long story short, for doing the will of the Father, Paul and Silas were imprisoned. While they were in prison, Paul and Silas, they started to praise. And what happened? Those shackles that were holding them entangled and holding them in bondage fell off of them. The prison doors opened. You say, why did you say that, preacher? I said that to tell you that no matter what it is that you're going through, no matter what it is you've been through, no matter what trials and what tribulations and what issues of blood and what issues of sickness that you may have, God has the ability in an instant to turn it around. All we have to do is have faith
and believe and know that he is God and that he holds all power, his hand. Let's get back to the story. We have to ask ourselves, what issues have we been dealing with that we need God to remove? What have we tried to get rid of on our own that we cannot do it by ourselves? For trials and tribulations and certain baggage and weights, it takes only God. Only God has the ability and capability and strength to remove these issues out of our lives. The question today is, are you ready? Are you ready for God to remove those things or those people who are in your life that are toxic? Are you ready to be removed from toxic relationships? Are you ready to let go of the weights and the baggage that have become a part of our identity? Really ready to be finally free and stay that way? If so, we must yield and submit ourselves to God. We must first fix our commitment to God and stop being an adulterous people. God is looking for your loyalty and commitment to him. He's not looking for those who only want to give him the praise when everything is good and when nothing's going bad in life. He's not looking for those who only wants to come to church and show off their new clothes and their new shoes and their new jewelry and raise their hands and say hallelujah, not because they feel the spirit, but because they want to show off their diamonds on their hand. He's looking for those who will say, God, I come to serve you, and I will serve you for the rest of my life. I will remain loyal to you. I will remain loyal and committed to you forever. That's who he's looking for. He wants us to come closer to him. We must yield ourselves to him and understand that it's only God that can change us. Matthew 7:7 says, ask. Given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open to you. What is it that you're in need of? Only God can fix what's broken and heal and mend what's been battered and bruised. As God's children, I've come to understand that a lot of times we like to bandage situations, hurt, our past. We'll throw a bandage on it quick. But in a lot of times, those bandages only delay the process of healing. Sometimes it takes us ripping off the bandage and asking God to fix God. I've learned that as God, we don't like to not be in control. We always want to try to throw our hand in. Or we always try to help God when God doesn't need no help. He needs none of us. For it is us that needs his help. But we always try to throw our hands in. God said he's looking today for his children who will hear his voice, turn from their wicked ways and humble themselves. For not only he can then heal the land, but he can heal each and every last one of us. I've learned throughout life that a lot of times the storms in our life come to develop, give us more perseverance, patience, and endurance. Look at Jesus. It was the Spirit of God that sent him in the wilderness. See, a lot of us think it was the devil who sent Jesus into the wilderness. It was the Spirit of God that sent Jesus into the wilderness. While in the wilderness, Jesus was tempted by the devil. And by his obedience and loyalty, he gained strength to overcome the devil's attack. I said that to say that people allow situations in our life to happen to develop us as his children in order to be able to make us overcome any situation that the devil can ever throw at us. I dare you to ask God to move in your life and change you. I dare you to believe and walk in his will. The woman with the issue of blood suffered 12 years with the issue of blood. My question to you today is, how long will we continue to suffer with the situations, trials, and tribulations, depression, stress, or the weights of everyday life that have kept us, that has kept us captive for years? How long will we struggle before we call upon the name of Jesus and give the situation to him that we cannot fix? To tell someone today that Jesus is waiting on you. Jesus is waiting on you. The Bible says that the woman suffered a great deal at the hands of many doctors trying to cure her. They were trying to cure the hemorrhaging that man could not fix. She spent all she had and her condition got worse. She had heard reports about Jesus because his reputation preceded him. She thought if she could just get a touch from his clothing that she would be healed. Is there anyone here that just needs a touch from the Lord? Is there anyone on this line to be made whole? Many of us have searched all over and couldn't find anybody or anything that could make us whole. I came to tell somebody today that nobody can do you like Jesus. I stopped by to tell you a man that can do exceedingly above all you could ever ask or think. A man that can change your life, fix your brokenness. I know a man that can heal you from any sickness and give you peace in the midst of the storm. His name is Jesus. The Bible says that the woman was instantly healed. The Bible then says Jesus looked around to see who had touched him. And finally, he seen the woman who had touched the hem of his garments. The woman, full of fear, trembled. She came before Jesus and she fell at his feet and said, "It was I who touched you." Jesus told the woman, "Because of your faith and your confidence in me, your health has been healed." He told her to go in peace and be permanently healed. Stop by to tell somebody today that when your faith matches your expectancy, miracles happen. When your faith matches your expectancy, miracles happen. I just believe that this woman had a spiritual connection to know that when she touched him, she was going to be healed. I believe today that if we seek after Jesus, that we too can be healed. I need somebody to call upon the name of Jesus with expectancy in their hearts to change the things man or woman cannot. If you cannot find the words, just call upon the name of Jesus and hold on a little while longer, because help is on the way. If you can say today, "Preacher, I've searched all over and I could not find nobody. I've been through so many things in my life. I've tried to fix things on my own. To no avail, I found out I couldn't. I've even talked to people about my problems. sought out counseling, therapists, psychiatrists. And nobody could heal me from what it is I've been going through. I stopped by to tell you that there was only one person who has the capability, the strength, and understands you better than anyone. His name is Jesus. If that is you who have been struggling with trials and tribulations, depression, anger, whatever it is the issue may be, say this prayer with me. Father God, I yield myself to you so that you can use me as you see fit. Fix whatever it is that's been broken on the inside of me, Father. Change my ways, Father. Anoint each step that I take, Father. Order my steps in your word, Father. Make me steadfast, unmovable, and unshakable, always abounding in you. For I come seeking you, Father, for you said you will reward those who come diligently seeking after you, Father. You said, if I seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, things will be added unto me, God. I need you to add some things unto me, O God. Have your way in me, Father. For I realize that I cannot do it on my own. And I do not want to struggle in 2021 with the things that I struggled with in 2020. I do not want to take that baggage over or those weights that came to tear me down and weigh me down in 2020, God. So I come to you this day, God, with my hands lifted high, first repenting for my sins and asking you, Father, to lift the weights and the burdens off of me now. Unburden my heart, O God. Give me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit, Lord God. Restore in me the joy of my salvation, God. Wash me white as snow in your blood, O God. Fill me with your spirit. For my only goal and mission, Lord God, is to hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant, in the end of time. So, Lord God, I come to you, yielding myself to you, knowing that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Knowing that you are the only person, Father, that can fix my issue. In the name of Jesus, right now I give my issues to you, Father. All of my issues, all of my baggage. You said to cast all our cares on you, Father. I give you everything that I cannot handle, nor that I don't understand. Have your way in me, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Somebody needed to hear that word on tonight. They're like the woman with the issue of blood. And it's all done by faith. That's what God looks at, our faith. He sees our faith and he honors our faith. Those that really trust in him. He knows who's really trusting in him and who's not leaning and depending on themselves. So we need Jesus in our lives. So just like he said, the message title for tonight, God is ready to turn it around for you, but are you ready to receive what God has for you? So you have to be ready to receive what God has for you, and then you have to know that he is already waiting, capable and well able to turn it around for you if you believe by faith. So we thank God for Minister Evan Jones tonight for sharing that word. I pray that someone has been blessed by this word on tonight, and that you would share this ministry website with others so that they can tune in and go to the website and go to the archives. All the shows and all the messages are kept in by date order. So it's really easy to find out who was on the show, what day and what time, so you can pull up any message and listen to it and be refreshed and be blessed all over again by God's word through his men and women of God to come forth over this worldwide platform sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. So tonight, we're going to close out a little bit early. I do want to thank you, Minister Epperson, for coming forth, sharing another word from the Lord as the Lord used you on tonight. And I do look forward to you coming back again on February, the first Thursday in February, to share God's word. While we have Minister Eppinger on the line, Minister Eppinger, the Lord has blessed him to have a prayer line that comes forth every night at 9 o'clock p.m. So if you would like to dial in and be a part of the prayer line, or if you need to hear a prayer, a word from the Lord through his vessels, because the word of God again says that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. The prayer line number is, you can dial 1-602-610-2081. Again, the number is for Minister Eppinger prayer line, which comes forth at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. And the number is 1-602-610-2081, and the access code is 913-927. Once again, the access code for Minister Eppinger's prayer line, which comes forth every night at 9 o'clock p.m., the access code is 913-927. So I pray that you tune in. If you want to hear a faithful, a fervent prayer, the people of men and women of God are coming forth over that prayer line every night for 15 minutes praying unto the Lord on the behalf of God's people, on the behalf of God's children. So God still hears and answers all of our prayers. So I'm too grateful on tonight that God still hears and answers your prayer. So once again, we thank you, Minister Eppins, for being a faithful God, a man of God, just standing on God's word and truly teaching and preaching God's word to God's people, and that through you,
amen,
that someone can hear God's word and they can be saved. And through you, through God using you through his Holy Spirit, those that are backsliders, they can come back to the fold if they confess and ask to be forgiven of their sins in Jesus' name, and that the body of Christ will be strengthened, built up, and edified through you as God used you to deliver God's word. So continue to stay faithful, Minister Eppinger, for you and your family. As long as you continue to stay faithful to God, I want you to know that the best is yet to come. You haven't seen nothing yet. So you continue to stay faithful, stay committed and dedicated and committed to God and your work assignment that God has ordained for you to do in the earth, that he would be glorified through you. So we've got to close out in prayer on tonight. I'm not even going to do a closing song on tonight. We're just going to close out in prayer. Once again, I thank God for every listener. And as I pray, I always pray for the listeners, because God knows who you are and he knows what you stand in need of. Know that I pray for you, and I'm asking the listeners to continue to pray for me. And I'm asking a special prayer for myself and my family on tonight, because this coming Super Bowl Sunday will be 7 years that the Lord called one of my sisters home. She had a heart attack at home 7 years ago on Super Bowl Sunday, 7 years ago this year, 7 years ago. And then my brother, who passed away last year in February, Wayne County Deputy Sheriff Curtis Lee Brown, passed away last year in February the 18th. So they are more or less back-to-back days of remembrance of those that we have lost in our family. So we all, I know that my family is not the only one that's going through this. A lot of families are going through bereavement, and they're remembering their loved ones who have been called home to glory. So we need, that's why I do, we need to continue to encourage one another, continue to pray for one another, and lift each other up in prayer. As we get ready to close out for tonight, please pray with me once again. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know without a doubt that you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth in your hands. You are always in total control, no matter what it looks like. So, Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We continue to lift up the families, Heavenly Father, that lost loved ones due to the chaos on Capitol Hill on yesterday, before people had lost their lives, and also those that are still losing loved ones due to the coronavirus all over the land. Continue to comfort and strengthen them, and all those that have lost loved ones, of a friend of our family who lost his daughter on New Year's night, then his son is still in critical condition in the hospital. Continue to lift up Brother Dwayne, and all those that have lost loved ones, continue to let them know and remember that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that even as they are doing to lay their loved ones to rest all over the land, that you would be in the midst as your word goes forth through those in those homegrown services, Heavenly Father, that your word will manifest itself even for those that are bereaving over the loss of their loved ones, should they not be saved, those that are yet in the land of the living, as they hear your word, even as they go through the hour of agreement, if they hear your word, Lord, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that you would touch their hearts, even while they're in the hour of agreement, that they would open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them, even while they're in the hour of agreement, that you can still save them. And this, Father, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen your people all over the land as only you can in the name of Jesus. Help us, Heavenly Father, to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us. Help us to remember and know that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. And, oh God, we want to thank you for moving by your Spirit and touching the hearts of the people down in Georgia. Heavenly Father, that you have allowed the Democrats to be able to take over both seats. Heavenly Father, that we pray and lift up elected Vice President-elect Biden and also Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and all those cabinet members that are going to be working with them, Heavenly Father, and on the Republican side and the Democratic side, Heavenly Father, that they would all come on one accord, that you would be able to use them, Heavenly Father, that you would continue to cover them in the blood of Jesus, Heavenly Father, they would come on one accord, and that as you use them, Heavenly Father, that you would bless them, that they can be a blessing to not only the people in America, but people all over the world, because all eyes are on America. They're looking toward us, Heavenly Father, and some of them are looking to us as their only hope. But we need to let them remember and know that you are their hope. And so I pray, Lord, that you continue to bless those that are giving them to take over the White House in a few days, that you will lead and guide them as only you can, that they will continue to show love and compassion for all people, that you would use them for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So continue to have your way in all of our lives, individually and then as a corporate body of believers, that we can be touching and agreeing according to your word, and it's all done by faith. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, remember that God loves you. Know that I love you, but God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Don't forget to tune in this coming Saturday night, January the 9th. Brother Kamari McHenry is a young college student from Mary Grove College. He's going to be sharing a powerful testimony on this coming Saturday night, and he's going to be answering questions that I have given to him already. He's going to be adding scriptures to those questions. So you want to tune in to be blessed by what God is going to say through him on this coming Saturday night. So until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until then, good night.
I'm alert. I'm alert.